There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Wow her this Valentine's Day with a spa day. Call the spa at Eaglewood Resort in Itasca to order your gift card today. 630-773-1400 or eaglewoodresort.com. Special $25 certificate with a purchase of $150 or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Wolves are home Friday at 7, Sunday at 4 at Allstate Arena, ChicagoWolves.com. With injuries defining this Bulls season, Coach Tom Thibodeau says he's pretty glad to have Jimmy Butler and Pau Gasol doing work this year.
I would say overall, I think the big thing is what Jimmy and Pau have done. And so, as Joe and Derek are still working their way back, Pau and Jimmy have played with great consistency.
Butler leads the team in points per game, Gasol in rebounds. Tonight, the Bulls take on the Kings at home. Mike Dunleavy, game-time decision. Kirk Heinrich will have to sit out. As for Sacramento, after they fired their coach Michael Malone, the Kings are reportedly close to a four-year contract to make George Karl their next head coach. Elsewhere, the Atlanta Hawks have traded Adrian Payne to Minnesota. They will get a first-round pick in 2017, according to Yahoo Sports. White Sox outfielder Tony Campana suffered a torn ACL while working out. He's now expected to miss the entire 2015 season. Tigers DH Victor Martinez undergoing successful knee surgery today. He is expected to resume full activity in 4 to 6 weeks and should be ready to go for opening day, they say. Officials at Little League International met today and are in the final stages of reviewing information on alleged residency violations by Jackie Robinson West. The Tribune reports a final decision will be made soon. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And join the Score's Matt Abatacola and Dan Bernstein, broadcasting live at Mickey Finn's in Libertyville Friday from 1 until 6. Stop by for your chance to win great prizes. 670 weather, chance of light, snow, and sleet overnight. Low to the mid-20s. What?
Just say, is the doctor, well, I want a verdict when you're done with the weather here.
Okay, chance of light, snow tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. I looked into it, yep. And there's a lot of research that says not being able to breathe is bad for you,
but
there's a doctor in like New Zealand who says that I maybe
he's got
so
a website
so,
who says that
he's got
that,
a website
says that oh that big medicine and big pharma is yeah. just trying to convince you that breathing is necessary
yeah and that you need to go to the hospital because he's in their pocket. That's pretty much
that's how I'm listed in that thing. I'm listed as big pharma, ain't I? That's in the
pharma.
Big pharma.
He's on the team for next year.
That's right. That's my guy right there. That's who I want to be
big
when I grow
farmer.
Up. Big pharma.
I love all right. that.
Okay, so having problems breathing, not
what
a problem.
The thing is, it's up for debate.
It's in dispute, and there are websites, and I know that there are a lot of Marin County parents who believe that their children's breathing difficulties are normal and that it will allow them to grow up and eventually breathe better.
Right. So, it's actually good for you to turn blue.
Mm-hmm.
Your lips to turn purple.
I love parts of you. You know, I like to listen, and I will now check with my people. that being able to breathe not that big a deal.
Nobody caught what Bernstein.
Well, tell him to get the hell out of the hospital. Then he's taking up a bed.
Jerry, get out of here. Can't breathe.
Jerry,
that's all right.
Jerry,
you're fine.
Get lost.
You'll be okay. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. I'm having trouble breathing. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K for kids.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
It's all talk. It's all meaningless. Who says it's the best talent? You know, you play the games and that's what you find out. Usually in the end, it's always the teams that have made more of a commitment.
You know, Thibodeau is often not this cryptic, but it's very clear sort of what he was...
What he's saying
there. Lately, over the past couple weeks, he's been dropping little things in there about, I got to play 2 7-footers. Now, that's that sort of shot at the roster construction, saying, here's what they gave me. I'm doing the best I can with what they gave me. And now he's explaining that it's enough talking. Play harder. Be better in pick and roll defense. It'll all look better.
You think this is an NBA championship team? I mean, I must be missing something if this is an NBA championship team. I don't think it is. Wish I would have thought that before I made the bet, but that's neither here nor there.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God, oh, wait. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Geo in Midway, you're on The Score.
No matter how clever you think you are.
Oh, I hear me. Boy, it's so hard.
Geo!
Geo. Oh.
Are you there?
Geo. Hello?
Yes, turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, this is Geo, from the Midway area. I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Boars, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Boars and Bernstein, but I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Boars and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At 507-312-624-6767, that's how you get to us. We put a lot out there. We talked early on about the Bulls, and you heard some of that conversation there. But Tom Thibodeau, I think he made a comment aimed at one player. Could be a big
aimed
Spaniard.
Aimed at Pau Gasol. Yeah. I'd like to see tonight. Here's an opportunity for the Bulls to come home and step on the neck of an inferior team. Just that
yes,
simple.
They are.
And don't let them hang around in the first quarter. Don't finish the first quarter down by 6. Run the floor. Get over and around some of these ball screens. And this team is no good. And this team is in complete crisis right now. And their star, while putting up big numbers, is not in a happy place. He's got all kinds of issues. Step on their neck and drive home safely, beep, beep, and that's it. And then you worry about the Cavaliers.
I don't know how many of them are in a happy place.
But don't,
I really
just don't let this team hang around. Don't have another one of these taffy pulls with a bum. Don't do that tonight. Step on their neck. Put this one away so the middle of the third, you're emptying the bench, and for the love of God, Dougie McBuckets can get some burn.
Yeah, get out there. For the love of God, and start Schusting.
That's my goal. Get his ass on the floor. And I did learn, by the way, I did talk to one of my Bulls guys. That is a lingering point of contention between Tom Thibodeau and the guys who drafted him. They want him playing, and he's not.
He's not. Even though, but again, this is not that great defensive team that Tom envisioned or that Tom likes. It's not that.
They want him playing, and he's not. It's what it that matters, and it's making some people unhappy. Question for the 815 via text, and texts on The Score presented by thehomeloanexpert.com. If Jackie Robinson West gets stripped of their U.S. title, are they liable, due to their actions, to repay the city for the cost of the parade, the police, etc.? Nah. They couldn't do it anyway.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah, they don't have that kind of money.
No.
the South Side. This is Danielle on the score.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good.
I listen a lot, and I just wanted to weigh in just right quick on the Jackie Robinson West discussion. It's a bad one. Stay away from it. The thing is, I, as a mother who has a kid that plays Little League, if these kids are stripped, I will pull my kid out. And I would recommend every black parent pull their kid out.
You have a kid who played on Jackie Robinson West?
No, I have a kid who plays Little League baseball. And baseball, like the commissioner of the MLB is now saying, he's trying to get more black kids involved and make it a game for all Americans, not just some. And if it doesn't, if it's not appealing to black people, if you strip Jackie Robinson West, if they get stripped, no black kid will ever play Little League baseball again.
That's not true. And that shouldn't be true.
Are you a black? Are you black? And are you somebody's mother? Because
I am the parent of a youth baseball player, an active youth baseball player who's going into his seventh year of playing. And my feeling as a parent is that the best lesson that can be learned is not to cheat.
Oh, okay. Well,
not to play. For you. That's not the lesson.
But as
it's
a
not
mother
to cheat.
Who lives in a war zone on the South Side, and that's the only time my kid gets to be safe is when he does go play baseball.
Then why pull him out? Then why?
If it's why
the,
would you do that?
If it's the best thing for him, why would
this
you? Why would you do?
Horrible.
Wait a second.
A horrendous example.
No, it's not.
Horrendous.
It's setting the correct example.
Horrendous, sir. Yes, it is. I'm sorry,
Danielle.
It is.
This has nothing to do with race.
Was residency an issue last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago when they didn't win a championship, when they weren't American champions?
Danielle, here's what I find troubling on multiple levels here.
Oh, Danielle. I mean, I'm just saying.
Hold on. No, stay here. Do not hang up. I find that immensely troubling. I think Danielle should be ashamed of herself.
Yeah.
That's just too bad. If you think the best thing, if you would use your own child to make some sort of statement, when you just specifically said how important playing baseball was to your child, and say that now, just out of anger and out of spite, you would do something that is not as good for your child. You would act in as you described, something not in the best interest of your child just to make yourself happy or to prove a point. I think that's unfortunate. I also think that willfully failing to understand the opportunity to teach your child who could still be playing baseball and to explain and tell the truth and explain why they would be stripped for not following the rules, not following what Little League purports to be, I think that's a missed parenting opportunity as well. And I think it's too bad that you would think that way, and too bad that you would do something like that.
Yeah, I hope everybody doesn't think that way. I hope you don't think that this is some racial out to get you thing, so that's where they're going to take the championship away.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry
cheating
to hear.
Cheating is cheating. It's not with a color or a creed or a race or religion. None of that has anything to do with it. You cheated.
What kind of mother would do that? What kind of mother would say, well, I know baseball's been great for you.
Keeps them out of harm's way.
But now I'm not going to let you play anymore because I'm mad. That's awful. It's awful, and dare I say it's irresponsible. It's bad for your kid.
Yeah, it's not a statement.
Nothing to do with the number.
Not a statement.
It has nothing to do with the number of African-American kids who play baseball.
Nothing.
It has to do with coaches who cheated. Wow,
I don't
too
think
bad.
It's going to. I hope that's not true.
No, that's. I
hope that's not true. I hope there aren't others who think that way.
I'm really sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Northwest Side, Bob, you're on the score.
Yes, thanks for taking the call. I can't believe that she would have that kind of reasoning. The Jackie Robinson, she's defending them even though they apparently cheated. The other teams that apparently did not cheat are being punished, and she's all for that.
That's got nothing to do with her kid. I mean, really, you do what's best for your child. You don't pull him out of league when you say, well, the only time he's in any safety is when he's playing baseball because we live in a war zone. Well, I mean, oh, God. Well, I guess it's a plot to get him. You're right. That's what it is. Just a plot to get him.
South Elgin and Ken on the score.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Okay.
I've been involved in Little League Baseball for almost 20 years now. I have a 25-year-old son. I have a 7-year-old son. I've been coaching, head coaching forever, involved in the leagues. It is our job as parents, as adults, as coaches, and administrators of the leagues to teach these young men honesty, integrity, truthfulness, sportsmanship. What if it's proven true what Jackie Robinson Little League did that's going against every core value of Little League and of being adults, responsible adults, and parents? We are told to teach our children integrity and honesty. If it's proven they've cheated, they need to be punished for it. There's nothing about race. Lead to rules and of Little League baseball. As simple as that.
Yeah. I didn't really think that that was a debatable topic at this point.
It is, apparently. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't know how. I don't know how many people feel like Danielle does. I mean, maybe she's speaking for a lot of people. I hope not.
It's a lot of people that feel that way, unfortunately. You should hear some of these calls I'm getting.
Well, we'll hear them. We'll continue. So, I mean,
well, okay. Well,
that's what we're here for.
It's what we do.
So make sure you put them up. Bob in Blue Island is on the score.
Hey, guys. Great topic. You know what? I do understand what you guys are saying. Cheating is cheating. And like I said, I don't want my son to cheat, but I grew up on the South Side playing Jackie Robinson. The actual Mr. Joseph Haley was actually my principal in grammar school. You know, when I went to grammar school, so I know the family very well. And my brother played baseball with the coach. And I do think that if you did cheat, then something has to be done. But it's just like, Black people go through so much, and it's like...
No, don't.
No, I'm not making it a racial thing, but I'm just saying, goes on, Dan. People, it's like, that's one of the only feel-good moments that some of the neighborhoods have.
But they but if you got it unfairly, if that moment occurred because the team cheated, that it wasn't earned.
Yeah, I believe me, I know what you're saying, but it's like, in other words, Dan, if you have no hope, and then, you know, I can understand.
But that win didn't change anybody's socioeconomic standing. Oh, it didn't.
Dan, yes, it did. It did a lot. It put it.
No, it didn't. Bob, don't believe that. Don't believe that. It was a distraction that people liked. It didn't change anything. Sports like that, it's not changing anybody's future.
No, but it makes a lot of people happy. It's just like the Lance Armstrong thing. That made
exactly.
A lot of people say with the cancer, you know, oh, well, he raised money for cancer. And, you know, it's cheating. But he made millions. And you know what I mean? It's just like.
But don't you understand with the comparison you're making and the lessons to be learned in that comparison? It's not, it wasn't, if it's not real, it's not real. You don't, after the fact, say it made people happy, therefore. It's just, you can't go there. You have to understand it is unfortunate. But that's just, yeah. I mean, you can't say, I understand cheating is cheating, but. There's no but in this case.
I mean, you're right. There is no but to the case. But, I know I'm saying but again, but.
Yeah, you just did.
It's like a feel-good moment, and you just get smacked down again. It's like nothing.
But they should have thought of that. They should have thought of that. You know what? A real feel-good moment is actually the kids from the boundaries that were approved and them winning. It wasn't real.
And if you don't think some of them Korean kids look, come on, man. One of them kids had a goatee. I mean, I guarantee you.
But again, that's the everybody's doing
and
it
full
thing.
Beard.
It's just,
Bob, we can't police the Korean team. I have no idea. I know I didn't trust the Taiwan team that won all those. I mean, who knows what went on? That doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right.
I mean, just think how you would feel if the shoe was on the other foot.
Yeah.
If Jackie Robinson West had done everything right and had lost. And then there were other districts around the Las Vegas team that said, whoa, 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 this team has been doing this for a long time. And they go to, if the roles were reversed, think about how you'd feel.
And you're really, and taking away your feel good moment, you've already had it.
Right.
You had it, you lived it.
We're Boers and Bernstein. You have the score.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. If you play basketball, you know this analogy. Playing pickup ball, there used to be 15 guys in the gym. Now there's just 10, and you finish up. You thought it was the last game of the day. Instead of going to 11, you go to 15. You start to unlace your shoes, and somebody says, "Hey, man, let's run one back." And that last run, if you choose to do it, always proves to be the one in which somebody gets hurt or you just play terribly. That's the conundrum from Peyton Manning. He's thought about retiring. His body is letting him down. He's unable to throw the ball deep downfield. And now he kind of has to beg the Denver Broncos to take another look and think twice about sending him off to greener pastures. Peyton, if they come to you and you think that if you stop this run, then the Broncos' chances of reaching the Super Bowl are null and void, don't run it back. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
No matter what she says, she is expecting flowers, and you are going to be just the one to deliver them because you're smart enough to take advantage of this deal. It's Pro Flowers. Two dozen assorted roses, decadent chocolates, a free glass vase, all for $29.99. That's the Pro Flowers deal right now. If you want to really impress her, you upgrade to two dozen long-stemmed assorted roses, chocolates, and an upgraded cherry vase for just $9.99 more. You go to proflowers.com, you use my code, it's my last name, Bernstein. Get it done now before it's too late. It's easy just to check off your mental checklist because you've been saying, I got to do this. Now you can do this. Quick, easy delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. And the only way to get this is by doing this. Going to proflowers.com, clicking on the blue microphone at the top right corner and typing in my name, Bernstein. That's proflowers.com. Click the microphone, type in B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. Order today. This deal that I just described expires Wednesday at midnight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday, so if you really want to dominate this Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he is available exclusively at vermontsteddybear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, well, think again, because she is. She read the book, and she cannot wait for the movie. indulge her and your darkest desires. Tie down the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed. To dominate Valentine's Day, call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com and tell them...
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com, JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331.
Beer, sports. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can we go back and do something for a moment here, just real quick?
What happened?
We're getting a lot of people who don't quite understand the issue that is... What is at issue when it comes to Little League and when it comes to boundaries? That everyone say, well, wait a second, this is, you have one stance on the Patriots deflating footballs and piped in crowd noise, another stance on NCAA and John Calipari. Look, this is very simple. None of this has anything to do with any of these other sports or cheating or all that. Understand that for those who don't realize the difference between Little League baseball, actual capital L, the actual Little League, and what the Little League World Series is, and what Williamsport is, it's not just youth baseball. As we've said several times, you can put together whatever super team you want and recruit across boundaries and go play anywhere and be great, and congratulations.
Yeah, you can do that.
And you just, if you're going to do that, you can't enter this tournament.
Right.
It's a very specific rule to this tournament. Well, say, why is it such a big deal? Because that's the essence of what Little League baseball is. The point is, you represent the area where you live.
And what are you teaching those kids? You worry about these other, this cheating, we do pay attention to it, but what lesson is being given to your players?
I mean, just please understand.
What are you doing?
Just understand that this specific deal, you can get those same kids, that same Jackie Robinson team that now is clearly not representative of their geographical area.
Right.
They can go play games elsewhere.
That's correct.
Go ahead.
You absolutely can.
Recruit whatever team. Go ahead and play. The fact that it was done, the whole reason for the Little League World Series being special and the reason that Little League holds itself above other leagues is because they get back to this integrity, this essence, what they are. They strive for something more than that, more than just recruiting the best team you can find. It's look how good this team is from here. The from is critical. Where they are from is critical. That's what the difference between Little League and all different kinds of youth baseball. That's why it's different. Daryl is downtown. He's on The Score. Hi, Daryl.
Hi. I'm a black man, and it's just, it hurts me to hear somebody say that. And unfortunately, there are
a lot
of people.
Say what? What did I say?
Not you. I'm talking about Dan Yelson. Excuse me.
Okay. All right.
Not you. Okay. I'm sorry. Because I had to call when I heard her say that. Because why would you hurt yourself, your area, your neighborhood, to prove a ridiculous point? The bottom line is, like you said, cheating is cheating. And we should be teaching our kids to honor rules and do the right thing, and you will benefit from doing the right thing. And that's not what you taught them when you did this. And that's unfortunate.
Thanks, Daryl.
Yeah, I hope you speak for more than she does when you say, I'm going to take my son out of Little League now because of this. Please.
Joe is in Romeoville. He's on WSCR. Hi, Joe.
Hi, guys. I don't agree with Danielle taking her son out of baseball. Maybe she's just frustrated. But I do understand some of what she was talking about. It's difficult for African Americans to put together a baseball team because there really aren't a lot of them that play baseball. And while they allegedly are...
Hold on. Why do they only have to select black kids?
Black neighborhoods.
Okay, but I mean, if there are white kids available around there, they could play, right?
Yeah, I suppose they could.
Okay.
What I think is going to happen, I don't think the kids are going to get punished. I think they're going to let them keep their award, and I think what might happen is the adults might get punished if they are found.
Well, you can't really do one without the other because you can't. If something indeed happened, and then let the championship stand. You can't do that.
You can't let them have a sanctioned championship when they were not eligible. That's the problem. And Rudy says, I've hated so much about this whole story. The breathless local coverage saying it was unifying the city.
God, yeah.
Bad columns overstating the importance. Politicians exploiting it. And now the failure to understand it was simply cheating and not some damning indictment or a slap down of an entire section of the city all over kids playing in a baseball tournament. It sucks and it's sad. We should be better than this.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena tomorrow versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. Tonight, the Bulls at home against a Sacramento team in the midst of a head coaching transition. They fired Michael Malone recently. And Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau says stuff like that can't let it be a distraction.
You know, whether it's your schedule, there's trade talk, there's all kinds of things, coaches, so if you want to, you can choose to use an excuse almost every night.
There have been stories about Thibodeau's relationship with the Bulls being tenuous lately. Tonight, Mike Dunleavy will be a game-time decision. Kirk Heinrich is out against Sacramento. Meanwhile, the Kings are close to hiring George Karl to take over as head coach. This is according to Yahoo Sports. Baseball, White Sox outfielder Tony Campana likely done for the season after tearing his ACL during a workout. The Tigers' Victor Martinez, successful knee surgery today. He is expected to be ready for opening day. Former UNLV coach Jerry Tarkanian hospitalized. He's been having trouble breathing.
Not a problem, though, right?
It is. I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying it's up for debate. And that,
okay, all right. I'll go with you on that. I'll check with my people, but my doctor thinks that's bad. But
actually, somebody tweeted at me. It said, if not breathing is bad, why do people hold their breath? It's a good point. See?
Okay.
Tonight, Northwestern hosts Michigan. Well, listen, why do people hold their breath sometimes if it's bad for you? See?
I don't know.
You know, just like sometimes it still snows, which means clearly the planet is not warming.
Okay.
Northwestern hosts Michigan State tonight. Notre Dame takes on Clemson. Score some points this Valentine's Day with hand-delivered flowers from your favorite florist, Ashland Addison Florist. Visit ashadflorist.com to order today. I'm Chris Ranji. You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment on The Score is brought to you by Panera Bread. Be an office hero this morning and pick up a baker's dozen of bagels from Panera Bread. Every Tuesday, enjoy 30% off a baker's dozen, just $6.99. They're perfect for any morning event.
Got a lot of calls lined up, so let's get to as many as we can before we finish up today on a what's turned into a hot button issue. I think we should know the decision of Little League administrators at some point tomorrow based on reports. Caleb in Springfield, you're on the Score.
Hi, guys. I agree completely that there needs to be some type of punishment for the team, but kind of like what the last caller said, I can't help but feel bad for the kids who didn't really do anything wrong and who might get a pretty big championship.
You don't think the kid that – hold on a second. You don't think the kid that lives way, way out and then moves to some other place so he can have an address with the affiliate is that he doesn't know something's wrong?
I mean, how old
you're not giving them much credit.
11, 12?
Well, if – what? So, wait a minute. You live in Linwood, and then all of a sudden you get an address because there's a relative there, and you know that's phony because you're only doing it to play baseball. That kid doesn't know that's wrong.
He might know what's wrong, but it's not his fault for moving there. What say in it does he have?
Oh, for the love of God. Of course they know what's wrong.
Do they? I mean, I think you're punishing kids when it was probably their parents' fault and their coach's fault for it. I'm not saying you can't punish them. I'm just saying I feel bad for the kids.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kids, too. I feel bad for the kids, too. I do. I don't know. I can't say that they were involved nefariously. But unfortunately, I think you have to punish them. And then you teach the lesson. And ultimately, you hope they end up better people for understanding what was done wrong. Tell the truth. Don't create some phony narrative because you think it's healing a community. That's not how you heal communities, by winning baseball games. This is like back to the Derrick Rose
stuff.
That
wasn't the story, that, as I recall, that was going on.
You can't listen to stupid people on television, on the radio, and in print that tell you that victories at any kind of sports make for your community to be improved. There's so many more important things, so many more significant things that go on in schools and in homes and in families to make your communities better. It's not about a scoreboard. Don't go there. Don't think that. Take all that energy, all that anger over sports and use it to build real communities. There are other things you can do and fix and put your hands on, and people you can talk to that have nothing whatsoever to do with sports. You get all distracted by the shiny, loud object that is sports that gives you that scoreboard and that ability to boil everything down to something reductive and wrong. Try to not do that.
It's too late. It's been done.
South Loop and David on the Score.
Hey, guys, I'm on the side that says you can't punish the kids. The kids don't have any mistaken intent because they believed the adults. And you want the kids to believe their coaches. You want them to believe the adults. In my day job, I've done IHSA eligibility cases, and consistently the kids always believe the people who said we've read the rules and we're doing it right.
So they always say we'll take care of it. So the team tells the parents, don't worry about it, it'll be fine. And the parents say, as far as we know, everything's fine.
And they believe the proper authority. And you want the kids to have the takeaway lesson, we can believe the proper authority. So the way you teach the kids that lesson is you let them keep the trophy and you let the kids see the adults were punished. And those kids will learn. You need proper authority and you respect the authority. And that's exactly what you want to teach them in Little League. That's the point you've made about there's strict rules and we want to honor those.
Trophy's gone.
Yeah, that's not satisfactory. I understand what you're saying, that you're trying to avoid creating cynical children. That you might be able to say that. I just don't know how you split the hairs on that one, David.
Well, I've got another hair for you, though. And this is something not reported here that you guys haven't talked about a lot. Why didn't the surrounding leagues approve the boundary change? It sounds to me like there's a story here about wars going on between these leagues.
Right.
And they're up to something, and it's not clear. That story's been lost completely. This seems like that was ministerial. You signed the form, the boundary change is approved, and we go on. But for some reason, that didn't happen.
Because it was after the fact.
No, why didn't it happen before the fact? That's not been reported.
Because they never asked them. Because they had a help from an insider that changed the boundaries without it even going to the proper vote. That's what happened. They never told anybody they did it. And when they realized they had to tell people they did it, it was afterward. They said, oh, by the way, just so you know, we changed the boundaries. So that actual change wasn't kosher.
Okay, I guess that makes sense, but I hadn't heard that part of the story. It sounded to me like the other leagues just have sour grapes, and they didn't sign off on a form and wanted to say gotcha.
No, according to what Mark Conkle reported for DNA Info Chicago, who did all the real legwork on this story, they said that they secretly changed the boundaries with the help of a league official. Nobody knew. And then afterward, to cover their tracks, thought it would be a perfunctory rubber stamping of what they did and were surprised to get pushback. Wait a second, you did what? And that's what they were mad about, is the reason they reacted was because they had gone behind their back to do it. Maybe had they been forthright about it, they would have.
Maybe.
But the fact that they were sneaky about it is what pissed off the directors of these other leagues. That's how I read it. Southside and Frederick on the score.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? I wish I could grow me a Korean goatee. But I was just giving a call, man. This issue is very hot. I wonder, earlier a caller talked about the Little League World Series itself being complicit with their particular run. Like, they were at their Little League meetings telling them how to get around the rules or whatever. I don't know if it was the boundaries at that time or what.
Yeah, I remember the guy. Yeah, I remember the call, yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if at this time, currently, you know, is that still the case? You know, are they aware of what's going on? You know, was this, you know, were they involved in this particular run? You know, are they still aware? Are they still, you know, involved in what's going on in the current things of that nature? If that's so, then it seems to be complicit from the top down. And the bottom line, I agree with you. You know, right's right, wrong is wrong. You know, but oftentimes in this situation, it has the feel that, you know, and it's not a racial deal, but it just feels like, you know, wrong always finds a color at some point. And in this situation, if, you know, I'm just asking the question, do you think there was complicit, you know, from the top? Does the Little League World Series, are they aware of this like they were back then when the gentleman said they were actually at their league meeting?
It wouldn't surprise me.
The
answer is I don't know, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me because of the money involved, because of the network. Right,
that was right, huge.
Because of the money involved. And what was it, Dick's Sporting Goods, didn't they raise like $250,000 or something
that? You're talking about a real thing. Talking about a real thing.
Yeah, so it wouldn't surprise me, sadly.
Yeah, and let the record show, by the way, because Lance Armstrong came up before. To this very day, I would still happily throw him off a cliff.
This is an email from Jim. He says, that caller before talking about the ends justifying the means is messed up. He's using the weakest form of utilitarian ethics, employing nefarious means to bring about a preponderance of happiness. It goes back to St. Thomas Aquinas, and I'm not endorsing deontology, religious ethics, or Catholic ethics, but what Aquinas asks makes real sense even in our secular world. Can you do evil, his word, to bring about good? Aquinas' rejoinder, a resounding no. Well, that would be sort of a classical ethicist way of looking at some of this stuff.
More of it.
And I think that works. Bors and Bernstein, you got the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
That special someone in your life for Valentine's Day, stop. Time's running out. The pressure's on. Here's what she wants. She wants to impress her friends, and she'd love to post her gift on Facebook. That's why I'm here with an absolutely terrific deal from the good people at Sherry's Berries. Here's how it works. She gets a stunning bouquet of flowers delivered on the first day, and the next day she gets a freshly dipped box of giant strawberries brought to her door. And all of it, just $39.99. It's quick, easy, and you're the big winner. And yes, you heard it right. All that for just $39.99. The flowers are beautiful, romantic roses guaranteed to impress. And the berries, talk about scrumptious. They're dipped in chocolatey goodness, and you can top them with chocolate chips, decorated swizzle, or chopped nuts. They are enormous, fresh, and mouthwatering to the nth degree. I've had the strawberries here at the office, and they were an instant hit, lasting all of about a minute and a half the other day. Talk about a group of satisfied customers, and my wife no less impressed. Now, here's the way you get this amazing Valentine's Day, and the only way, because it's today only. All you need to do is visit berries.com, that's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in my code word BOERS. That's B-O-E-R-S. Time's running out. Do it now.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call WeSpeak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
If you are financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He dropped an Instagram vid of him singing some Michael Jackson in the car. Quote, jamming to MJ on the way to get the work in this morning. Billie Jean, what you working with? End of quote.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet Bob and Joan.
Hello, friend.
How you doing?
Both 72. They owe 220 grand of their $400,000 home, and they called about a reverse mortgage. Because according to Bob, the pace at which they were depleting their retirement funds scared the dickens out of them. Bob thought the bank would evict Joan when he died. Wrong. David explained to Bob and Joan that they owned their home just like they currently own their home. If either passes away, the surviving spouse, not the bank, will continue to own their home. The biggest benefit for Bob and Joan would be eliminating their $1,100 per month mortgage payment, which would save them $13,200 per year and extend the life of their retirement assets. If you'd like to discuss how you can extend your retirement assets with a reverse mortgage from a local reverse mortgage expert, call David now. 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, trustworthy, and has helped thousands of SCORE listeners. He'll help you. Call him now. 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financials in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and NMLS number 13663.
Guys, need to spice up your man cave with new swag? Man Cave Daily has got you covered. Enter now for a chance to win the ultimate prize package. You'll get an Omaha Steaks family bundle, video games, Nivea men's shaving package, a pinups and pit bulls calendar, as well as head-on sports supplements. Let Man Cave Daily make your man cave winter ready. Enter now at mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. That's mancavedaily.com/sweepstakes. Want amazing results in 21 days? Then all you need is celebrity trainer Autumn Calabrese's 21-day fix. Achieving your fitness and weight loss goals has never been faster or simpler. Simple fitness, simple eating, fast results. Call us today at 800-399-1349 to order 21-day fix for just 3 monthly payments of $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Order today and you will also get 4 free gifts as well as our 30-day money-back guarantee. If you want to try 21-day fix now, call us at 800-399-1349.
We'll charge for extras plus applicable tax.
You know, guys, Valentine's Day is Saturday. That's right, this Saturday. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret for Valentine's Day, available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek. They also give you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll say. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. You don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the...
Attention local business owners. Was your New Year's resolution to grow your business? CBS Local, Audio Ad Center, Facebook, and Intuit QuickBooks are partnering to give one lucky local business the key tools to be successful in 2015. Enter to win over $4,000 worth of audio and social advertising, accounting software, business resources, and more. Go to NewYearSweepstakes.com to enter today. That's NewYearSweepstakes.com. Don't miss out on jumpstarting your New Year's resolution.
About what's ahead. Visit Bosch88Feet.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Boers and Bernstein Show at Sports Radio 670 WSCR The Score. We've taken some interesting phone calls And there is a lot of speculation now that part of the reason why Little League officials are loath to do anything dramatic is that they're worried about Jesse Jackson and concerned that were they to strip the title, that immediately his involvement becomes a fanning of the flames.
Isn't that what we touched on earlier? Remember we talked about the reaction?
Yeah, and see, he should keep his powder
dry. People have been afraid of
way.
Jesse Jackson for 40 years. Afraid of his reaction, afraid of what happens. This actually has nothing to do with Jesse Jackson. Really? Does it?
No, but this is something, because it's local, he would insert himself into this, and it would be too bad, because it's...
And, you know, what would you have to do then? Defend a cheat? How would you approach this?
I don't know. I don't know what his angle would be. See, I'd keep my powder dry if I were him. But
that's what I would do, too. I would do the same thing. But that's just me. That's just me. And, you know, really, in the bottom line is, what do I know?
Here's Mike on the score. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys. My question is, nobody's talked on this about the Little League organization themselves. This is a...
We are talking.
We are. We have talked about it all day.
A lot.
Okay, but my point is, this is a... An organization has $15 million budget. How do they let this get this far? And this is not their first big story with the Little League World Series thing either. Back in 2001, they had the...
They let it get this far because of the television dollars at stake.
Exactly.
Yeah, that we have talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Downtown, this is Contrell on the score.
Hi, gentlemen. I just want to comment about the controversy in terms of it's not as cut and dry as you think it is. I mean, you know, you want to think about residency issues and things of that nature.
Hey, how is it not a cut and dried issue of either eligible or ineligible?
Well, because first of all, these kids still played the game. They played. They weren't
Either the boundary rules are the essence of Little League baseball. The essence of it.
You're saying that, but I don't think that's the essence.
It is. Contrell, I'm trying to explain. Contrell, let me. You don't seem to understand the difference between.
No, yeah, I do understand what you're saying between Little League baseball and the World Series of baseball.
And youth baseball. The essence of Little League baseball is about geographical boundaries.
I understand that. But when you're talking about kids from the south side of Chicago,
it doesn't matter where they're from. It doesn't matter.
Can I make my point?
But
when you mention socioeconomics, you're talking about teams from other leagues, from other cities, especially, and I hate to bring race into it, but when you're talking about non-African-American kids, they start off with better facilities.
That's not, is the problem. That is not the issue. It is cut and dry.
You're trying to say, like, kids never win. I don't see them trying to strip the Patriots of any titles, and they
Contrell, you're making every issue. You're making every issue that isn't part of this, and you're making every mistake in conflating these things. This is very simple. This is a very specific baseball tournament that has a very specific rule that it is founded on the idea of being from where you say you're from. And when that's violated, just this little tournament, when that's violated, you violated the essence of what it is. It has nothing to do with the Patriots. Nothing.
That's it. It's over.
Oh, boy. Is it ever. All right, we're going to get out of here. Some quick thank yous. Just Phil Rosenthal, right? Did anybody else visit with us today? Phil Rosenthal? Is that it?
No.
No. Gabe
Polsky was with us.
Oh, yes, our director friend. And I'm going to be in the next movie as Vladimir Putin. I am. We think our crack productions have filling in. Ably as always, Ethan Shaw.
I can say that our academic standards have gone skyrocket.
I would.
It's night.
You can.
That's my guy. That is my guy. We teach grammar together. He is my starting slot receiver, which sounds like a sexual thing. And best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Fool me once, shame on me
fool me twice, shame on you, or maybe the reversal of that, but
maybe not. I love Les. And our interns today, Tommy Guns and Tony Fish. We think of listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Bears All Access is coming your way at the top of the hour. My guy Tom Thayer and our Jim Miller are your hosts. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Blackhawks coverage on The Score is presented by Bud Light, official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you running out of time to get a gift for a birthday, anniversary, or special occasion? Well, then just send flowers. JustFlowers.com can have a local florist deliver your flowers tomorrow or even today. Just give us a call at 1-800-820-5331 to place your order. That's JustFlowers.com. JustFlowers.com. Visit our website to view fresh flower arrangements, plants, and gift baskets. Or you can call Just Flowers at 1-800-820-5331. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlist and player style files.